This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. His father covered Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as a correspondent for Time magazine. And this week in Kirkwood, Ben Clark will share a glimpse into the civil rights movement as reported by his father, Marsh Clark. He's with us now in studio at KMOX. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Oh, sure.
On this wintry day.
Yeah, it was a nice walk over. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
I'm sure. Well, tell us a little bit about your father's journalism career.
Well, you know, he was the son of a politician. His grandfather was a politician, and he was asked to run for office himself. He said, no, I've been to too many fundraisers. So he became a Cub reporter at the St. Joseph News Press, was recruited by the Globe Democrat, became the Washington political person for them, and then Time magazine recruited him. And he spent a long career with Time, starting in Chicago, which is where he was situated when he was with Dr. King. But he lived all over the world, got to be friendly with about 10 heads of state everywhere. But always, when he talked about the most meaningful work he had done, and he did a lot of meaningful work, he would always come back to his 8 days with Dr. King.
So talk about those 8 days. What have you learned about that time that he spent with Dr. King?
Well, it's interesting because Dad was a pretty close acquaintance of President Kennedy, and President Kennedy was assassinated on my 10th birthday, as a matter of fact, on November 22nd. Dad was assigned to cover that, and got reading his files on that stuff, the Warren Commission never saw, I don't think. But he was then asked to travel directly from Dallas to meet Dr. King in New York. They spent a lot of time on airplanes. Dr. King flew something like 6 million miles during his speaking career. And they spent time together in Atlanta. They went to a fundraiser in Santa Monica that Sammy Davis Jr. and Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin threw for him. Their plane was late, but Dr. King was so used to living in crisis that he was as calm as he could be. They arrived at 2 a.m. The crowd went wild. He spoke. They got back in a bus, went back to L.A. Dr. King got on an airplane, 1 hour sleep, went back to Atlanta, got up and delivered a sermon to the folks at Ebenezer Baptist there, which he was co-pastor. People were on their feet there, too. So he had people on their feet cheering, crying on coast to coast in a matter of a small handful of hours. And Dad quickly learned this was the way Dr. King operated.
I would imagine that there had to have been some kind of bond formed there, just the fact that they just so close to the assassination of the president, and probably trying to come to grips with that for both men.
Yes. And the fact that Dad had traveled with JFK when he ran for president in 1960. I actually have a very, very nice cigarette box that Jack Kennedy gave to Dad. At his familiarity with Jack Kennedy allowed him to share his views candidly with Dr. King and vice versa. At the time, Kennedy was getting ready for a reelection run, and there was a real sensitivity about whether he and Richard Nixon, who was and Barry Goldwater as well, who were vying for the Republican nomination, to what extent do you embrace the civil rights movement because you need those Southern votes? But as things deteriorated in Birmingham and some of the horrific stuff that happened down there, the rest of the nation really woke up to what was going on down there. And suddenly there was a shift by Kennedy and LBJ, his replacement after Kennedy was assassinated, towards embracing civil rights, because the progressive vote and the black vote was possibly going to determine the election. So, yeah, that common familiarity with JFK and RFK, I think, actually helped the two of them bond. There was an interesting, just to give them an idea, Dr. King and his people were very, very open, transparent. One night he was with Dr. King and a bunch of his people who were working out in the field, and they talked openly in front of him until 4 a.m., at which time Dr. King got up. They all joined hands in a big circle. Dad was kind of hanging back, and Dr. King grabbed his hand, pulled him in, and they sang "We Shall Overcome" with Dr. King's arm around my dad's shoulder, which I still have trouble even visualizing that, but that was the sort of bond that you're talking about, I think, and they got very close in a short period of time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
How do you feel that you have learned about Dr. King through that time your dad had with him and the records that he kept?
You know, he was a very religious man. He was actually born not Martin Luther King. He had another first name, but his dad and he both changed to Martin Luther after the Protestant reformer. He was a Gandhi. He found a great strength in Gandhi. His philosophy, I think he needed to form a philosophy that motivated him and guided him through really the rest of his life. And I would call it a social gospel. He believed that it was not enough to pray and go to church, that you needed to actually put into action the things that are found in the Bible and in other religions. And negotiate first, maybe protest, but always nonviolently. And I think part of the reason that he is beloved as he is he accomplished what he did in an entirely nonviolent fashion. You know, later on when Dad was in South Africa, he was meeting with leaders there, and Mandela, who was the famous first elected black president of South Africa, he adopted King's philosophy, the nonviolent aspect, and he is one of the most beloved figures in the world. And you know, my takeaway from that is, if you stand by principle, if you're socially active and you try to change things, but you do it in a nonviolent way, that people will appreciate that. And that's the message that really came through loud and clear reading Dad's files.
For you, with your father's work, how has it shaped your work and your professional life today?
It has, to a certain extent. You know, I was a federal prosecutor years ago, and then I was a corporate litigator, patent, trademark, copyright. But as I've gotten into the you know, the winter of my life and practice, I find myself doing more and more human rights, civil rights, constitutional rights work. And I think some of that does stem from knowing what Dad had done. I mean, his work was very wide and very, wasn't just focused on civil rights and the like, but the fact that he did all of the things he did, met all the people, heads of state that he did, and kept coming back to his time with Dr. King has influenced me, and I think it's become a little bit of a family tradition, if you will.
Well, this is Ben Clark, and you can hear more about his father, Marsh Clark's, experience with Dr. King at a talk coming up this Thursday, 7 p.m. at the Kirkwood Performing Arts Center. That's on Monroe Avenue. It's titled Alongside Dr. King. Doors open at 6. The event is free. No tickets required. And it's presented by the Kirkwood Human Rights Commission in partnership with the Kirkwood Public Library, Kirkwood Historical Society, and Kirkwood Social Justice Coalition. Ben, thank you so much for taking time to come in studio this morning.
Thank you, Megan.